A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Welcome to this very, very special edition of your Breakthrough. There is in my spirit today a holy urgency, I'll call it. I believe that the words that the Holy Spirit will have me share with you during the next 28 minutes or so will have an immediate impact on your life. I think it's going to impact the way that you interpret current events. And boy, we've had a lot of them. Most importantly, it will point out the consequences of these current events and what the future may hold in regard to them for you and your family and your future. The revelation that God has given me to share today is something, now hear me, that I have never, ever shared in 3 decades of this daily broadcast of Breakthrough. So before I even start to pull back the veil, I want you to text, I want you to Facebook, I want you to Instagram, screenshot everyone you know, because believe you me, today, it is that important. It's critical, vital, that you understand that this precise moment in time is the most pivotal and prophetic season, I believe, in all of the march of human history. Now, let's set the stage. It is the time period of God's third and final feast season of every year, the Feast of Tabernacles, and of course, its centerpiece, the Great Day of Atonement. Our Jewish friends say Yom Kippur, or the head of the year, or the beginning of the new year. It begins with a setting sun on Friday. Now, you need to get this date down. I'm telling you, when I share this with you today, September 29th is going to be one of the most important days of your life. September 29th. This is the season when God promised to draw closer to you and to me than at any other time in the magnificent magnitude of his perfect person. On that night, September 29th, I want to bring your prayer requests, of course, to our beautiful brazen altar. I'm going to symbolically burn those requests because I believe the answer has come. They're no longer needed, as you and I believe together, for God to give you and me a brand new beginning. A beginning free from burdens and heartaches and troubles and trials and tribulations that have haunted us in our past. So be sure, be absolute about it. Send those prayer requests to me today. That person in your family that needs a miracle, or what you need to have answered from God in the deepest recesses of your heart, that's what I want you to send me. And then I want you to join me Friday, September 29th, if you can at all, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on rodparsley.tv, rodparsley.tv, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, September 29th. I've told you before, and I'll just set the stage for you, God's a God of season. He's a God of intention. He's a God of purpose, God of plan. In the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, he outlined his divine plan, setting the planets in a specific ordering and positioning the sun and the moon as signs to mark the seasons. He also instituted three major feast seasons or celebration seasons of his presence: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. The season we're now in, Tabernacles, has a very, very significant meaning because it's the only one that has yet to be historically fulfilled. Passover, Pentecost have been historically fulfilled at the crucifixion and then again at the day of Pentecost. Now, Jesus said, get this, Jesus said, Matthew 24:36, of that day, speaking of the return of Christ, of that day, of that hour, no one knows. Did you hear it? Loud and clear. No one knows, not even the angels of heaven. But Jesus said, my Father only knows. Well, your Bible makes it clear that we cannot know the day or the hour of our Savior's return, but we certainly must be aware of the season. I believe that season is the season of Tabernacles. Here's why. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Pay very close attention to them now. I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, that you sorrow not like others who have no hope. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died, you believe that he rose again, you believe that, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus, right? Verse 15, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep, meaning they get that resurrection first. Verse 16, for the Lord himself, here it is, will descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, underline, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles, as you may or may not be aware, begins with the blowing of 100 blasts of the shofar. So, connecting Jesus to the return, his return to Tabernacles is no stretch by any means. Our adversary, in fact, is well aware that this will be his final defeat and that his time is short. And that's why there's so much turmoil during this season. He doesn't know if Jesus is coming or if we're going to receive a double portion outpouring promised us in Joel chapter 2 if Jesus doesn't come during Tabernacles. Just think what's happened in our world, on the world scene in just the past few weeks and days. Let's think about it. Earthquakes, hurricanes, violence, racial hatred, wars from North Korea to your kitchen table, and the threat of nuclear war. In Luke 21:7, the disciples asked Jesus, teacher, when will these things be and what will be the sign when this is about to happen? Well, Jesus responded, Luke 21:25, there will be, listen to this, pastor, today, signs where? In the sun, in the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, there will be the distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. Now hear Jesus' own words, Matthew 24:29, the sun and the moon shall be darkened. Consider just for a moment what we've very recently seen take place. 2014 and 15, a tetrad of four red blood moons, Passover and Tabernacles, hadn't happened for 500 years. Just days ago, a sign in the sun, August 21, 2017, the United States experienced the first total solar eclipse in nearly 100 years, beginning in Salem, Oregon, ending in Salem, South Carolina, passing through five other cities named Salem for a total of seven. while it made its way across 14 states, 14 signals a double portion outpouring. The eclipse began in the month of Elul on the Hebrew calendar. That means repentance. In the 10 days leading up to the Great Day of Atonement, we're all called to search our hearts and repent of everything and anything standing between ourselves and God. As a recent solar eclipse approached, we saw a rampage of destruction from race riots in Charlottesville, Virginia, and North Korea testing hydrogen bombs and intercontinental ballistic missiles. To back-to-back historic hurricanes, Harvey in Texas, Irma in Florida, and Jose behind them, while forest fires raged from Washington State and Oregon to California and Montana, followed by the strongest earthquake in 100 years off the coast of Mexico, leaving 61 dead. And there have been so many more catastrophic global events that are they're just too many to number. Now, I truly believe that time for believers on this earth is short. The end is coming very, very soon. A key sign is now in the skies that many say has not occurred since Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem's manger while angels sang happy birthday. Shepherds showed up to see if it was true. I'll share that event with you in just a moment. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Well, there's never been a Tabernacles Atonement season like this one. No doubt, there will never be another one like it in our lifetime. That makes it all the more important for you to honor God's command recorded in Deuteronomy 16, 16. God said three times in a year, Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles, to come before him. And not to come empty-handed. God has sovereignly ordained three times a year to pour out very specific blessings in your life that are simply not available at any other time. And during this atonement season, seven extraordinary anointings, a double portion of his provision, supernatural increase, restoration, miracles, divine presence, increased revelation, and deliverance. How you respond at the beginning of this new year on God's celestial calendar determines how he will bless you the rest of the year. This is the time God said, I'm going to draw closer to you than at any other time of the year. He's saying to you right now, it's a new beginning, but you have to take the first step of faith toward him. So let me encourage you right now to consider placing a $50 seed in each hand, signifying the double portion you're believing to receive, and the 100 blasts of the shofar. Let your $100 seed announce a new beginning for you and everyone you love. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about a more significant seed, perhaps $100 in each hand. Just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart before you make your decision. It's not the amount that moves the hand of God, but your faith and your obedience. Time's short. This portal of opportunity will close. The deadline is Friday evening, September 29th. This is not a time to be sad or cast down, but to look up in worship and obedience, for our redemption is drawing nigh. And if Jesus doesn't return, then he'll release the former and latter rain, a double portion of all seven blessings. This could be your final opportunity to honor God with your atonement offering. So call right now, because you sure don't want to miss what I'm about to share with you in just a moment. Our prayer partners are standing by to receive your call, or write to me, or use text to give, or go to rodparsley.com. This is an opportunity more than 2,000 years in the making. Don't miss it.
Before Jesus returns to rapture away the church, God promised signs in the skies. The seas will roar, wars and rumors of wars, a season so severe that men's hearts will fail them for fear. You've seen the eclipse, record hurricanes, and the threat of nuclear destruction. Jesus is coming soon. This could be your last atonement seed. Call now, rush your letter in the mail, or log on to rodparsley.com by September 29th. With your atonement seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new two-disc series, The Seven Anointings of the Atonement, to help you discern the prophetic significance of this supernatural season. You'll also receive a handcrafted replica of the Ark of the Covenant, a wonderful reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made for you. In addition, when you sow $200 or more, you'll receive a signed copy of Dr. Parsley's Legacy Family Bible with many of his most impactful teachings. It's an elegant heirloom your family will cherish for generations to come, where you can record the living legacy of faith of your family. And for everyone who determines to honor God with an atonement seed of $1,000 or more, you'll also receive a genuine 3-foot shofar, like the ones in Bible days that heralded the Day of Atonement and Christ's return. A beautiful keepsake from the Holy Land for your office or home. This isn't the season to delay. The deadline is September 29th. Write, call, or sow securely at rodparsley.com. This could be your last atonement seed. Jesus is indeed coming soon.
So what's going on? The seas are roaring. Want to talk about the moon? I just brought you through a tetrad of four red blood moons, Passover and Tabernacles, Passover and Tabernacles, 2014 and 2015. I showed you the sign. Want to talk about the seas roaring? Do we have to? Do we have to talk about the seas roaring? Do we have to talk about the first time Category 4s lined up in the Atlantic in recorded history? We're not talking about that. It's just another hurricane. Open your eyes. Look toward the skies. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Even is at the door. So there we are. Hurricanes, wars, wildfires. From California to Washington State to Oregon to Montana, more acres burning at one time on the west coast of the United States than in the history that has been recorded. We're on fire. We're flooding. Red blood moons. Signs in the moon. Signs in the stars. I'll close with one of those. Signs in the heavens, signs on the earth, perplexity of nations, wars and rumors of wars.
Here's what I believe. The day of our Lord's soon and imminent return may be much, much sooner than many realize. John wrote, Revelation 12, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. In November 2016, Jupiter, the king planet, entered into the body or the womb of the constellation Virgo, the Virgin. Jupiter has now spent 9 months in the womb of Virgo. Virgo is now in her third trimester. It's an astronomical event that culminates in startling concurrence with John's vision in Revelation chapter 12. Now, I'm not talking about perverted astrology, but biblical astronomy. The wise men understood. That's why they followed a star, Jupiter, for 3 years, because a sign always points to Jesus. On September 23rd at 5:30 p.m. in Israel, Virgo will give birth to Jupiter, righteousness. As Jupiter passes out of the Virgo constellation, upon Jupiter's exit, Virgo will appear with the sun rising behind it, the woman clothed with the sun. At the feet of the woman, Virgo, we find the moon. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars formed by the 9 stars of the constellation Leo, with the addition of the planets Mercury, Venus, and Mars. The last time this constellation occurred was the night Jesus was born in 3 BC. It is no coincidence that the Feast of Tabernacles begins with the Feast of Trumpets, 100 blasts of the shofar to awaken God's people. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4 shouts it, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God." But if he chooses to tarry his coming, you and I are promised a double portion outpouring of 7 blessings. I'm not setting a date for the rapture, but I am pointing out a sign in the heavens ordained by God. This is the season when God wants to bless you, bless your family, your health, bless your financial situation, to bless everything that pertains to life and godliness. It's a God-appointed moment, 2,000 years in the making, when God wants to release something unprecedented into your life. Now, do not miss this God-anointed and appointed opportunity to receive all 7 anointings of the atonement in your life. Pick up that phone, call now, text to sow, or visit that secure website, rodparsley.com. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about a $50 seed in each hand, just as there were 100 blasts of the shofar at Rosh Hashanah to announce the new year. Let your $100 seed proclaim your new beginning right now in this declared new year. For others, it may be a seed of $100 in each hand, $200. For others, it could be $500 in each hand, a $1,000 seed to express your gratitude for the atoning sacrifice of God's only begotten Son on Calvary's cruel, angry, mean, biting beam just for you. That's what we're celebrating. Whatever God speaks to your heart, I'm sure you want it to be your best. Don't miss what could be our last atonement offering. Call now, and I'll be right back with you.
Before Jesus returns to rapture away the church, God promised signs in the skies. The seas will roar, wars and rumors of wars, a season so severe that men's hearts will fail them for fear. You've seen the eclipse, record hurricanes, and the threat of nuclear destruction. Jesus is coming soon. This could be your last atonement seed. Call now, rush your letter in the mail, or log on to rodparsley.com by September 29th. With your atonement seed of $100 or more, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new 2-disc series, The 7 Anointings of the Atonement, to help you discern the prophetic significance of this supernatural season. You'll also receive a handcrafted replica of the Ark of the Covenant, a wonderful reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made for you. In addition, when you sow $200 or more, you'll receive a signed copy of Dr. Parsley's Legacy Family Bible with many of his most impactful teachings. It's an elegant heirloom your family will cherish for generations to come, where you can record the living legacy of faith of your family. And for everyone who determines to honor God with an atonement seed of $1,000 or more, you'll also receive a genuine 3-foot shofar, like the ones in Bible days that heralded the Day of Atonement and Christ's return. A beautiful keepsake from the Holy Land for your office or home. This isn't the season to delay. The deadline is September 29th. Write, call, or sow securely at rodparsley.com. This could be your last atonement seed. Jesus is indeed coming soon. North America is the world's fourth largest mission field, poised for a mighty revival through a fresh wind of God's Holy Spirit.
This is the triumphant, victorious Church of Jesus Christ, against which the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Dr. Rod Parsley and the City Harvest Network are days away from launching 27 new churches from coast to coast.
Amazing to be part of it. The kingdom of God is better when we're together.
I don't want to stop with one church. I want to see hundreds of churches planted.
City Harvest Network is helping spark Holy Ghost revival across America and the world through new church plants, existing ministry relaunches, and coming soon, multiplying existing churches through satellite campuses. Be a part of a fresh new wind of Pentecostal revival. Call now or visit cityharvest.network.
They're going door to door on the peninsula of Florida. Get out! Get out! Get out! I'm gonna ride it out. I wanna tell you something. In the spirit, you think you can ride out the storm that's coming, and I'm here to tell you, you will not make it. You can't ride this one out. When the moon is bleeding and the seas are seething under the whiplash of fury, to spill their dead in the lap of God, there will be no way out for you.
One of these years, perhaps this one, Jesus is coming with the sound of the trumpet. And I believe Scripture bears out it'll be during the Feast of Tabernacles. Never ever have we seen signs in recorded history like God is revealing to us right now from the heavens. My question's a simple one. Are you ready? I want to invite you to call the number on your screen right now and allow a caring prayer partner to pray with you so you'll have the full assurance that heaven will be your eternal home. Don't forget, send me your prayer requests when you sow your commanded atonement seed. We're just hours away from the beginning of God's holiest day, the great day of atonement. I want you to put it on your smartphone right now and join me that night live in the beautiful Breakthrough World Ministry Center Garden, where I'll bring your prayer requests before the Lord in prayer, symbolically burn them, as we believe for all seven anointings of the atonement to be yours. Thank you for being with me today on your breakthrough. Remember this, keep looking up.